And if you had, if you should happen to buy a large quantity of nails, you might buy an entire
keg.
And the musical instrument they used to play like that.
Mantra.
I heard two words. I think you said
mantra.
And you both said mantra.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard something else. I'm sorry. And the kind that you, the musical instrument you'd hold up to your mouth and it'd pluck it and go blam, blam, blam.
Yeah, I used to know it. Jew's harp. Yeah, Jew's harp. Yeah.
Okay. And around the barrel you have big metal
tub.
No. Or the narrow, their band or something. What'd you call it? A metal. The kids used to take them and roll them with a stick.
What did we call that? Barrel hoop, I guess.
What?
Hoop. Around the barrel.
Hoops.
Hoop.
Yeah.
And if you had a bottle and had some liquid in, you didn't want it to spill out, you might put a what in it?
Cork.
And if you had a nail and wanted to get the nail in a board, you'd probably hit it with a
hammer.
Now, I get into foreign territory. Wagons. And being from the city, this is very difficult for me. But the front part of the wagon had a place where the horse was hitched up to it. And sometimes they'd have, if they had one horse, they'd have sticks coming out like that.
Well, you call that shaft. If they just hitch one horse to a buggy.
Shaft.
And then that'd come on each side of the horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There'd be two of these.
Well, if you had two horses hitched up and this piece come between them, he'd call that a tongue.
All right. And when you do have this one horse business, though, you say you have two
shafts.
All right. And one, you want to be shaft. I see. Okay. And. Do you have a single tree?
Yes. For when you one horse, you had a single tree, and for two horses, you've got a double tree.
All right. The man had a load of wood in a wagon. He was here, and he was going to go there. What was he doing to the wood? He was.
Hauling it.
And the farm implement you'd use to dig up the ground and field.
Wow.
And then you go over it with a
disc
or harrow.
Are they the same?
No.
They're different.
They usually disc first and then they harrow.
I see. And that's a matter of fineness.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know stone boat, so I'll cross that
no.
Now. Now, boys in the winter like the snow because they can go for a ride on their
sleds.
Okay. Any different kinds of sleds they might have around here?
Well, they used to have just an ordinary sled, and then they had the bigger sleds that they called coasters.
That'd be, what, two or three people could get on? You never had bobsleds?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or double runner or anything like that?
Yeah, they used to call that a cutter, didn't they?
Okay. Now, if you're the men on the farm are going to saw up some wood, they might put put the stove wood between
saw puck.
Mm-hmm.